Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. Five straight losses for the Yankees. Some may say the sky is falling. It certainly is not an ideal situation right now. We're going to break it all down, talk about last night's loss, which was quite sloppy. Now, I'm also going to get into the question of, Dan, will you ever call for Aaron Boone's job? We will address that question. We also got a bunch more to get into today. Quite a lot, to be honest. Yo, reminder, by the way, I've had some people asking if we're ever going to be available on podcasts. We already are. You just look up The Morning Yankee Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and I think everywhere else we should be there. So this is available audio only as well. But yo, shout out to everybody here joining live. We're live Monday through Friday. And if you're watching later on replay, it's an evergreen show, so no issue there. If you could leave a like on the stream, it does help out a great deal. I want to start us off with something. Yeah, I'm positive. Yeah, I'm optimistic. If you think I'm a shill, word up, that's just fine. Let's be honest. There is very much an avenue for you to get your doom and gloom negativity, which is often constant from other Yankee platforms, which is just fine. Your word is as good as mine. I consider their word to be as good as mine. I do have a lot of logic to apply to this conversation, though. We're going to break it down from a very realistic standpoint, which is right now negative. But yo, if you're looking for somebody that doesn't think the sky is falling, per se, or that we have a chance to possibly get out of this, there's many other places you can go. You are welcome here by all means. I'm not trying to say don't watch, but I won't say, like, let me do my thing, but like, this is how I roll. And I'm just going to be completely honest and transparent with how I feel about the current state of the team, which is, yeah, quite negative right now, while also not conforming to what everybody else is saying just because that feels like the way to go. Like, no, like, how I feel is how I want to speak, and that's what we're going to do here. So whether you agree, disagree, please do let me know your thoughts as we go on here today in the live chat and later in on replay in the comment section. But I want to start off with a clip from 2009, and it's from Mike Francesa. And I think this is very good to play right now because often people will go to the ultimate end of a take and say, season's over. This team's better than that team. This team doesn't know how to play baseball. This team's a joke, which maybe they will be, but there's a certain sector of the fan base that's going to keep saying that until we do eventually win a World Series, which you don't know when that year is going to come. Maybe it's this year. Maybe it's in 10 years from now, God forbid, or 20 years, 30 years. We don't know, but that's the point here. We don't know, and just because things are rough right now, just because you lose a few bad games in a row, maybe get swept by Boston, doesn't mean you know what the outcome is going to be. Here's a clip from 2009 after a sweep by the Boston Red Sox. Take a listen to Mike Francesa, who's way more entertaining than I could ever be. And this is probably a show many would be looking for on a day like today. But take a listen. This is from an early slide the Yankees had in 2009.
The Red Sox are smarter than the Yankees. The Red Sox do things better than the Yankees. The Red Sox have a better plan from the front office on down than the Yankees. They've done everything right. They've rebuilt their team since 2004, and the Yankees have not. And it was never on display more than last night.
That was in early 2009, a series from the first half in 2009. Yankees get swept by Boston. And what is the narrative in Mike Francesa, who I love, by the way, the godfather, the pope of sports talk radio. I listen to him still every single day, and you still can, by the way, on his podcast, which is much appreciated with the current state of sports talk radio. He's still the best. He's still number one. The narrative going into that year was that this is not the same old Yankees. Fair enough. They were adding free agents. There was very much a separation in the clubhouse between Jeter's Yankees, the 90s Yankees, and the new age Yankees. There was very much a kind of a split clubhouse. And that was the narrative going into 2009. And that's why they brought in guys, of course, like CeCe Sabathia, AJ Burnett, Nick Swisher. And at that point, the Yankees hadn't been winning. At that point, the Yankees were getting embarrassed by Boston constantly since 2004. And the reason I bring this up is that was the notion, that was the narrative, and that was fact going into that series sweep by the Red Sox, that season in 2009. And listen to the way Mike Francesa is talking there. Definitive that Boston is better run than the Yankees. Boston is smarter than the Yankees. Boston is just flat out better than the New York Yankees. Well, what, of course, ended up happening? You wouldn't think that listening to that clip at the time, because it seems like a foregone conclusion that this is the way that it is. The way things are right now is how they're always going to be. And that is very much false. always in life. Always, always, always. When you try to plan, when you try to act like you know what's going to happen, more often than not, you're going to be made a fool. And that goes with the optimism that I'll have. That goes with the pessimism that some of you may have. You do not know. Like Mike Francesa did not know. And many other people at that time. Obviously, my first season watching was 2011, so I only experienced that in hindsight. But at that time, did they see the Yankees going on to beat the Phillies, come that World Series, and get World Series number 27? No, obviously they did not, because that was the end of the world. A first half, early season sweep to the Red Sox, who wouldn't even make the playoffs that year. And that was the end of it all. The Yankees stink. Well, they end up winning the World Series that year. Now, this is not a thing where I'm comparing them to the 2009 Yankees. I'm comparing them to the way the 2009 Yankees were perceived at the time of that clip, which is they have no shot. You don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. If we knew, we wouldn't watch this sport. That's what's so beautiful about it. So that is something just to keep in mind here. Another thing I want to mention, listen, we're going to get into the negativity of all yesterday's game. We're going to break that down, but I want to get this stuff out of the way first. Five straight losses, that was a sloppy loss last night. We'll get to the actual nitty and gritty of it in just a moment. But I also want to mention, now this is something I have experienced in my time as a Yankee fan here, and this goes way beyond Aaron Boone. This is not some new phenomenon. I had to make sure I looked at the very definition of word to see if I'm using that right. Fortunately, I am. This is not some new phenomenon in the Aaron Boone era. Since the dawn of time, well, no, I shouldn't say that. Since the dawn of my birth as a Yankee fan, which is 2011, March 31st, 2011, Yankees beat the Tigers 6-3, and they win that game. That was my first ever experience, and that's what started every year, 162 games. That was my first season. I told you guys the story last night in the watch party, how back then, yeah, I used to be a little bit dramatic. I remember vivid as day, Yankees in May that year lost 6 straight, and the Rays were in first place. It's funny, it's very similar to right now, but I was sobbing in my bed, and I had no idea how to handle myself, and I was saying to my dad in tears, I'm going to be a Rays fan, the Yankees stink, blah, blah, blah. And Dan Mark Sr., probably had a good reason to, but never, ever got physical with me, never hit me or nothing. But that may have been the closest he ever got to, because he looked at me and he said, you are not going to act like a, this is the morning show, so I won't use the full word, a B word. You're not going to be a bullshit ass fan. Are you a Yankee fan or are you not? And that does not mean to deny the issues with this team, which we're about to get into. And I'm going to talk about, will I ever call for Aaron Boone's job? But early on in 2011, Yankees lose 6 straight games. This is my point here. I just want to mention this in the morning show so you guys know this as well. That was the last time I ever said something like, I'm done with the Yankees. Because I remember Dan Roark Sr. looking at me and saying, you are not going to handle yourself that way. You're not going to be a... And I said, all right. Because I was threatening to be a Rays fan because I could not handle what was my first season of being a true 162-game-a-year baseball fan and understanding the ebbs and the flows. Now, what I actually want to get into here is this goes way beyond the Aaron Boone era in terms of a potential June swoon. I remember, there's a couple examples here. Most recently, 2017, under Joe Girardi, the Yankees got off to a great start that year. Late May, there were 12 games over 500. And those that go back to the beginnings of the Baby Bomber era, you'll remember the road trip on the West Coast. They lost 7 in a row. Go from 12 games above 500 in the end of May to, by the time the All-Star break hit, they were 3 games over 500. That was, I guess, a June swoon under many's logic. And the June swoon is a thing, don't get me wrong. But this is not a Boone thing at all. This goes way beyond Aaron Boone. Since I started being a Yankee fan, I've witnessed this time and time again. Now, of course, 2017, you have that rough summer stretch. What ends up happening? Yankees go to Game 7 American League Championship Series, which, if that's for us this year, that's not going to be a success by any means. At the time that year, it was, and many people would think, given the state of the team that summer, that wasn't even in within the realm of possibility. But what happens? You have a trade deadline, Greg Bird return, whatever it may be. Things aren't going to stay the same, for better or for worse. 2012, I remember this vividly. My second year ever as a Yankee fan. Yankees were rolling early on that year. Not early on, but by the time we got to this point in the season, you had a 10-game winning streak. AL East lead was 6 games and beyond. What happens? Come the start of the second half, come into August, by the time September 1st hits, they're neck and neck with the Baltimore Orioles, and it's not until the last series of the season that they clinch the American League East. This is nothing new. And that was under who? Joe Girardi, who many say get him back in the manager spot. All you that are saying that, not all of you, I don't want to be completely speaking in generalities here, but you guys know I listen to a lot of sports talk radio, and I myself was doing it too. Back when I was putting a lot more emphasis on the importance of a manager. I remember calling for Joe Girardi's job. I remember the sports talk radio call-ins to the K-Show or Francesa, Binder Joe, how terrible of a manager Joe Girardi was. And the manager that introduced me to a June swoon, a summer swoon, wasn't Aaron Boone. It was Joe Girardi. But I quickly realized this is baseball. This is how things go. All that matters is the ultimate outcome, which gets us to our next point here, which is the question of, would I ever call for Aaron Boone's job? And guess what? Just about every single year I do. Now, there's been one instance where midseason I have. It was 2021 after the July 4th loss to the Mets. Aroldis Chapman blew a save, Pete Alonso game-tying homer, go-ahead homer, whatever it was. I was very depressed, and I kind of wanted my pound of flesh. So I post on Instagram, and I tagged Aaron Boone, who follows Yanks have on Instagram, saying Yanks should fire Aaron Boone. And that was a matter of consequence. Now, I feel embarrassed to even have to admit that right now, because that was me just simply being emotional. There was no logic applied to it. Now, if that's truly what you think logically, that's one thing. Nothing to be embarrassed about a take if you truly feel that way. But I was just emotional when I was giving a take based off of that emotion, which is, even at that age, which was 4 years ago, I was 21. 5 years ago, I was 21. Like, that is embarrassing and whatever. However, with that said, every single year, go back and watch my post-elimination after the ALDS, I've called for Boone's job. 2024, I'd call for Boone's job. But what do I do? I have a very specific caveat. I will never call for Boone's job unless Cashman goes too. What I do is not singular Yankees fire Boone. It's clean house. Because not winning is unacceptable. And make no mistake, if the Yankees do not win the World Series this year, that will be unacceptable. So with that, same with the Mets, for example. Many Mets fans will say, and they're probably right, definitely right, actually, that it wasn't Carlos Mendoza's fault. With that said, that doesn't mean he doesn't get fired because it's a matter of consequence, changing something that clearly is not working. And I will do that again this year. I won't say this is Boone's fault, but I'll say no matter whose fault it is, I know this front office, this regime, Cashman, Boone, everything going on right here, if we don't win again this year, I will do the same thing I do every single year, which is call for them to clean house. But I'm also not going to, just because I'm upset over something I've experienced every single year in a baseball season, which is a rough stretch, whether it be under Girardi's Yankees, same team, the Jeter, A-Rod, Teixeira, Cano Yankees, a team that I grew up with. This is nothing new. Nothing new. It's baseball. The Dodgers go through the same thing. What's the difference, though? The Dodgers, come season's end, win the World Series. And going back to that Mike Francesa clip, at the time of 2009, early first half sweep by the Boston Red Sox, what was the takeaways? The Red Sox are smarter than the Yankees. The Red Sox are better than the Yankees. And this was going to be a continued year, 2009, of ever since 2004, the Red Sox coming out on top. We know that was not the case. Yet, at the time, we speak so definitively like we know. You don't know. I don't know either. The only thing I do know, and I am certain of, is that I don't know. And that's what drives me crazy, is when people will say things like, Dan, just admit it. This team's not going to win at all. As if like they have to get a jump start on like being correct, which is completely and entirely weak, by the way. Pure and total weakness, because you're either, sure, correct about the Yankees not winning the World Series this year, which, congratulations, or you're wrong and you get to celebrate that they win it all. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series. I know they have a chance to. What I do know is, we don't know, they're not going to. And everybody tries to pretend like they do know, whether it's a matter of just being doom and gloom, which, fine, some people had, I don't know, maybe they have different reasons to act the way they do, and that's totally fine. Your opinion is as good as mine. But it also, I think, stems from a thing where you try to lower your expectations so you don't get hurt. And that bothers me a lot. I'm not going to be miserable every single day acting like I know what the result is going to be come season's end when I can just wait for the result to happen, and then I will react then. And guess what my reaction will be then when the Yankees don't win the World Series? Same thing it is every single year. Unacceptable. I will lose my shit, and I will call for the Yankees to clean house. But I'm not going to do so on June 30th just because I'm upset. Hell no. And I think Dan Rourke Sr. watches these shows. He would call me up right after this. He'd probably beat my ass, which he never did. But again, probably had well reasons to do so if he ever wanted to. And I'll never forget that 2011 in May, when the Yankees lost 6 straight games in a row, and I was crying on the bottom bunk, sobbing, saying, I'm done with this team. I'm going to be a Rays fan, blah, blah, blah. He says, you do not act that way. Simple as that. Doesn't mean deny reality, but I'm not denying reality. In a way, many of you are, not the always listeners of the show, but I'm talking to the general fan base here of people that get all crazy and say the season's over. You're denying reality because clearly this season is not over. And by the way, we'll be in the exact same spot come season's end because I have no interest in being able to say, I told you so. And guess what? That will, in a good way, likely be to your benefit because when the Yankees do eventually win the World Series, which unless you think we're going to die before they ever do, my response to you won't be, I told you so, because I don't give a shit about, I mean, it's respectfully, you, me, anything else but the Yankees winning. When the Yankees are about on the verge of winning the World Series, we will all join in unison like it's game, or like it's the game seven, like it's the Return of the Jedi celebration at the ending on Endor. And we all be one. And I will welcome you back with open arms because I don't care about being right. I don't care about being wrong. I care about one thing, and that is the Yankees winning the World Series, and they still have a chance to do so this year because the season is not over. With that said, things are obviously very rough right now. So let's get into that. But that was a little bit of a, I don't know, rant, if you'll call it. But it just drives me crazy. Everybody's so obsessed with, like, I don't want to say obsessed with being right because we have no idea if they're going to be right. But if they are right, it's like, okay, congratulations. I'm happy for you. But if they're wrong, that means the Yankees won the World Series and they're happy either way. So there's not much dignity in that side of things here. Again, the Yankees don't win the World Series. I'll do the same thing I do every single year. Call it a failure. I'll be losing my shit. And I will call for them to clean house. But I'm not going to do so right now just because I'm emotional, because I'm upset. I don't even like the way I handled myself on the watch party last night. I think I was acting borderline pathetic last night too. But I made sure I cleaned my entire crib before going to sleep last night. I laid up my clothes this morning. I said, today's a new day. And I'm not going to go down like a freaking B word. And whether the Yankees win it or not, until they do, whether it's the end of this year, end of next year, or in 60 years from now, I will handle myself right in the meantime and be able to look back on and say, I didn't give up. I didn't phone it in. Didn't do any of this bullshit that I see all the time on Yankees Twitter, which is, to a degree, I am somewhat sympathetic towards it because I'm sure there's like other reasons people act that way. And I understand, like, I mean, listen, I didn't have like a crazy, like, I did have a good upbringing in terms of like childhood, all that shit, but it's not like I'm like, you know, like state of privilege, all this sort of crap. Like, you know, like, trust me, like, this is just the way that I think. And I know some people have certain circumstances that they can't help but to think negative. And I do understand that, trust me. And especially with whether it be the younger Gen Z fans or those that are like the COVID grads, doom scrolling, like the TikTok, the dopamine consumption. The brain is definitely in a weird spot right now in terms of the human being as a conjoined race. Or maybe it's the fans that grew up on the 90s dynasty that, hey, speaking of a place of privilege, yo, trust me, I know, I'm jealous. I wish I could have seen what you've seen, but I haven't. However, I do wonder, those fans who grew up in the 90s dynasty, if they weren't born in 1985 and were 10 by the time, or 11 by the time Yankees won in 96 and got the winnings at all at the very dawn of their early teenage years and their late childhood, how they would have been had they been born in 78 and had to live through the 80s, and they know what that shit show looked like, and then into the early 90s. Because if you would have bailed on that team too, then I have, to be honest with you, not much respect for you as a fan. Not as a person, but as a fan. Your fandom doesn't determine how good of a dude you are. Same goes for me. But in terms of respecting takes, trying to listen to people telling me the season is over and saying, Dan, just accept that the season is done. Like, no. No, I'm not going to accept that on June 30th. And frankly, you're a joke. So with that said, there's no dignity to be taken in saying the season is over right now. Even if we were 5 games under 500, I think that would be quite a pathetic stance to have. Now, I get it. Frustration. But we let our frustration and emotions turn into takes, which is why I will not be calling for Aaron Boone's job in season based off of one bad week. It's been a bad week, though. It's been a bad week. Let's break in or get into the nitty-gritty of things. Gonna take a deep breath here. Let's hear from Aaron Boone, and we'll get into a more detailed level of things that took place last night and just where we stand, as well as some injury updates going forward. We actually got some good news last night on the Stanton front, on the Freed front. Anyways, here's Boone. Yanks dropped their fifth straight loss. We enter play today, game and a half back of the Tampa Bay Rays for first place in the American League East. Here is Aaron Boone after last night's loss, and then we'll break it all down.
Obviously, it's been, you know, four or five games where, you know, we haven't put a lot on the board. You know, you got to play clean baseball, and we got to do a better job of that. You know, obviously we got some guys down and a little out of position maybe, so that factors in. But we got to, you know, especially when we're not swinging it, you got to take care of the ball, and we haven't done a good enough job of that.
Initially when Judge was out, a lot of the weight was being carried by guys like Rice and Bellinger, who are both kind of struggling now. Do you think guys ultimately feel weight when so much falls to them when there are guys out of the lineup?
I don't think so. Obviously, they're critical guys to our offense, and, you know, especially with some key guys out, you know, those are kind of our pillar guys. So going through it right now, and we got to pick it up in and around them.
Cannot agree more. Now, injury-wise, we know, at least in terms of the short term, McMahon and Grisham will come back. That will help out our defense and then some. So that still very much remains the case. Offensively, I do want to talk about some issues that we've seen over, a little bit of an extended period of time now, going back to the Saturday game against the Reds, which is, you know, over a week ago now. This has been about a week and a half of really bad baseball by the Yankees and an offensive approach that doesn't change anything that we've seen earlier in the season, which was great pitching being hit all the time. Last week, we're facing Skubal tonight. What happened? How great did we feel after last night's win? And you may say, I didn't feel good at all then. All right, fine, whatever. I've already addressed you. But I know I came out of last week's win against Skubal, where the Yankees' first game of that series lost against Detroit, ended up taking the next two, series finale against Skubal, which was the two-homer by Goldschmidt game. Jason Dominguez with a two-run blast off of Skubal for a go-ahead. We scored four off of him. This offense, we talk about it all the time, particularly when things are going well. Six runs off Webb on opening day. Five runs against Dylan Cease. Five runs against Treyas Savage. Eight runs against Davis Martin. The list goes on and on. There's something in my mind, some of it now, but I could pull it up. But that was something we were selling so much of this team, an offense that even without Judge and Grisham was still crushing great pitching. That's the same offense, by the way. Right now they're in a funk. That funk is quite infuriating, though. There have been some at-bats to where it's just, it does feel lifeless, you know, and that is something that Michael Kay will mention all the time. And it is very true. Whenever an offense isn't hitting, it feels like they're flat, feels like they don't care, feels like they're not interested. And trust me, I am aware of body language. There are some times where body language will frustrate me. Camille Duvall, we've talked about. Camille Duvall has the woe is me shoulders at times, especially when things aren't going well. I think that's athletes, humans, anybody, pathetic. Stand up straight. I'm going to do so myself. That bothers me. Trust me, I'm very much aware of poor body language. You'll always see what looks like poor body language or not caring, team looking flat when they're not hitting. Yankees aren't hitting right now. And there are some guys that just flat out need to step up. Now, yeah, I'm going to make somewhat of an excuse here, or at least add some context to the situation, because there's nothing else to say besides, unless you want me to rant like an ape and be like, Yankees aren't hitting. This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. All the shit you hear on WFAN these days. It's pathetic. It's so pathetic. And it doesn't mean not to get upset. I'm talking in this tone because I'm upset. I'm frustrated. But I'm just so over all the crap for the takes to put on Twitter and what WFAN has become now. Like, I played that Francesa clip before. Make no mistake, I respect him a great deal because he would talk sports. He would talk sports because he loves it. And he did know the game, does know the game, remains knowing the game. But the shit you hear nowadays in WFAN, it's, I know people are upset about the Yankees right now because they're not playing well. So you get in the room with your producer and you have your pre-show meeting and discuss, all right, we're going to discuss how bad the Yankees are. And then we're going to come with a sub-story to maybe push back on that a little bit, maybe from the same lens, but a different angle. That way you have a little bit of a disagreement to create a good show. And it's all manufactured. It's all crap for the ultimate purpose of listeners getting TikTok clips, all this and that, when you can just talk about it genuinely and being real about it, which is, this sucks. This isn't ideal. The offense isn't hitting right now. But I also am well aware this is the same offense that, even without Judge, which they're going to get Judge back, they're going to get Grisham back on Friday. Hell, even McMahon offensively may help out a little bit, but his return is more so advantageous for defensive purposes. This sucks right now, but this offense isn't going to look like this forever. And if they do, they won't win a World Series, and I'll talk about it then. I don't have to say it now. I don't have to act like it's determined what the future is going to hold because right now in June, they're having a bad week. I went back to Instagram comments on the Friday game against the Reds at home before the Yankees ended up losing 2 out of 3 that series. Remember, Cam, 15 Ks, whatever it was. Cam's pitching tonight, by the way. But Cam, 15 Ks against the Reds. But like, I went to the Ben Rice homer post. Remember, he hit an early home run to give us a lead. I recognized ads. I recognized usernames. I'm like, you look familiar. And they look familiar because these are the same people saying, this team sucks. They're not going to win the World Series. Told you, Dan. Those same people were saying how great this team is a week and a half ago. How great this offense is. How Ben Rice is going to win the MVP. All this and that. Or my post about Tarek Skubal. And again, this is not a thing where you're right, I'm wrong. That is something I could not give two shits about. Maybe I used to, but not anymore because that's a dangerous way to walk. This never can be about me. It can never be about you. It's about that. The Yankees. The New York Yankees. It's all I care about. The pitching. Push back on the Tarek Skubal thing. Yankees have enough good starting pitching. Word up. Fair enough take. You guys know where I stood on the Skubal thing we talked about a week and a half ago, which is the idea of the Dodgers getting him petrifies me. That's why I wanted Tarek Skubal. I opened that clip, that segment with, the Yankees do not need Tarek Skubal. But I wouldn't let the Dodgers get him. That whole thing. Whatever. We talked about that. A lot of people push back on that, which is totally fair. Word up. Completely reasonable takes, which maybe I disagree with, but completely reasonable. Those same people, that same crowd, after a week and a half of the Yankees starting pitching where the last 10 games they have a 5.25 ERA are saying, maybe we do need Skubal. What? That's not how this works. How could you be against the idea of getting Tarek Skubal a week and a half ago because you thought the Yankees have pitching that is good enough, and now all of a sudden after 10 games of them not pitching poorly, you think, oh, maybe we do need Skubal. Have you watched this sport before? Do you know how this works? You no longer believe in Ben Rice because of a bad week and a half. You no longer believe in Cody Bellinger, who we were all just celebrating 2 weeks ago over, man, thank God we signed him instead of Tucker. Cody Bellinger's a great Yankee. He'd fit amazing on the 90s team. And this isn't a thing per se about dignity, although it is quite pathetic to be able to flip-flop so quickly. But if it's how you feel, you should say how you feel, which is why I'm making sure I do it right now. And it is how you feel, so I respect that. You guys say clearly how you feel, which, word up, that's what I want you to do. And you do it not because you want me to do it, but or because I want you to do it, because that's just how this works. Say what you feel. But how do you feel that way? How does, again, as I put in the tagline here, do we just think the Yankees rotation is bad now? After a week and a half of them not pitching well. After Gerrit Cole, a month and a half into his return from Tommy John, has a bad start against Boston. Which, yeah, in fairness, Tommy John or not, he probably isn't pitching well in Fenway. We know that. Ryan Weathers is one thing. People have kind of been complaining about Weathers all year, and he wasn't good last night. Defense didn't help him out early, but in the end, he got rocked. Will Warren, listen, if he were starting in October, that's different. But he's not. Warren and Weathers would be in the bullpen. The rotation of Fried, Cam, honestly, Cam's my game one starter. Cam, Fried, Cole, Rodon. Whether you truly think that is good enough to win the World Series or not, I certainly do. Most people within a reasonable state of mind will think that's a good enough rotation to win the World Series. But I know for a fact, most people did a week and a half ago, and now after some bad baseball, they no longer think that. And I knew this was the case, but I had to make sure I went and checked back on the comments from a week and a half ago. First game against the Reds where the Yankees won. Look at the comments in the Ben Rice home run. Look at the comments on the post-game victory, whatever it may be. Not everybody, those same people, are now saying this team sucks or the Yankee rotation isn't good after a week and a half sample size. How does that work? Now, obviously, if you're presented with new information, you are more than within your right to change your opinion. But you consider 10 bad games from a Yankee rotation, one quality start in 10 games to be new information? If that's the case, I guess I could forgive you, but what that really tells me is I probably shouldn't trust your evaluation to begin with. Because if you thought a pitcher was good a week and a half ago, seems like you're probably just purely basing it off of results and you don't actually watch. And if you watched Gerrit Cole the other day, you would know his stuff looked great. Command did not. Command's the last thing to come for a pitcher recovering from Tommy John surgery. So keep basing off of results, and ultimately I'll do the same thing but come season's end if they don't win the World Series. And then I'll be right there with you. I don't got to get ahead of it. I don't got to do any of this crap and say, oh, I told you so, because where does that get me? I told you so. Like, that's not what this is about. I don't give a F about that. What I care about is the Yankees winning. Again, I will harp on that till the end of time. And the Yankee rotation is good enough to win. Now, if you don't think so, I just hope that you felt that same way prior to this stretch. Because then that's completely valid. Same with, if you think Ben Rice is ass, I hope you thought so 2 weeks ago, and I would respect that way more than I would if you all of a sudden think so now, or Cody Bellinger is ass because of a bad week and a half. Now, with that said, are they missing Aaron Judge? Obviously. And by they, I mean the Yankees, of course, but Rice and Bellinger, of course they are. Judge is coming back. Judge is going to be back. He's telling people first series out of the break. I think it's probably going to be more so August. We need him back at the latest by Labor Day to make sure the IL rust gets shaken off. But Judge is going to be back. Fried is going to be back. Giancarlo Stanton is going to be back. This isn't the real team that we're going to be playing with. But even so, the real team does still, and this serves two purposes of the conversation. One is, there are still a lot of mainstay guys here that do need a pitch better. Like, we talked about it yesterday. Like, I thought Will Warren was, here's something to, I'll throw you guys a bone. I thought Will Warren was pathetic on Friday. And the look in his eyes kind of serves another storyline, which is, I think we might have an issue with him in big games, at least starting. There's a look in his eyes that you can kind of just tell. Sometimes you see it with Volpe. You never see it in Cam. And that concerns me a little bit, knowing that we've seen some poor results in big games. Last year, two against Toronto, one against the Dodgers. And then Boston, it seemed like he kind of melted down a little bit. That's a concern. We'll talk about the poor at-bats, the defense, which is pathetic. I mean, that play yesterday, I mean, the Caballero throw, I mean, that's just not a good throw. Just not a good throw. Now, could Goldschmidt maybe have, like, held on to that ball? Maybe, but no matter what, it took him off the bag. Ryan Weathers was bad last night. Defense didn't help him out. He gets shelled, though. Yankees offense outside of the Rosario home run was not good. All those things are true. What does it mean going forward, though? That the Yankees are screwed come October? Well, no, because if Ryan Weathers all of a sudden is in our postseason rotation, that changes things dramatically, because that means one of Cole, Cam, Fried, Rodon get hurt. Which I'm not saying that's impossible, by the way. You know, obviously it's baseball and things can happen. But I'll deal with that then. This team has depth, and we're seeing the very brink, the depth of the depth, the deepest, darkest, inside the well of depth. That's what we're seeing right now with this Yankees team. And it is going bad. This is a shit show right now. But we got to see it through, because I stand by everything that I said with what this ultimate team is going to look like true talent-wise come October. But that's one thing. Judge is coming back. They will get healthy. Christian and Fried are back at the end of this week. In the meantime, though, that doesn't give guys an excuse to play sloppy baseball. I mean, yesterday, almost to a comedic level, where it was like, all right, we are in swoon territory. When Cody Bellinger dropped that fly ball in left field, that's where it was like, holy shit, there is an external power at B here. I mean, this was, when you see Bellinger drop the fly ball in left, then it's like, all right, what in the world is going on here? With that, I pose another question, though. Because based off the same logic, those who liked the Yankees starting rotation a week and a half ago and now think it's ass, out of that same logic, you think Cody Bellinger's a bad left fielder now? Is that what we're doing? Because if so, this is the one time I'll say this on the morning show. I think you are an idiot. I think you are a flat-out idiot, and you don't know how to watch the game. Simple as that. See, I already feel bad saying that. I wish I didn't say that. I mean it when I say your opinion obviously is as good as mine. Like, and that isn't need to be said, but I'm saying I truly do like believe that. I'm not trying to talk as like, sometimes when you have a take and you're obviously so correct, it's like, you think you're God. Like, no, trust me. I'm not right in that saying things are going to win the World Series. And I understand, I know I do say that. That's where the fan of me does come out. But truly, the translation of that is, this team has a chance. And this team does still have a chance. When things are going well, the equivalent of this team has a chance or this team is fine, it's all the same speak. Right now, me saying this team is going to be fine, the season's not over, is the equivalent to when we're going well, me saying we're getting 28 this year. This is the year. It's like, it's all the same shit. It's, we got a shot. We still have a shot. But I can tell you that I am confirmed correct, indisputable, objective, the season is not over. And when the season is over, if it ends in failure, I will address it then. And I'll be right there with you. But I don't got to get ahead of it. There's nothing to be gained from that. Like, there's nothing, I don't need to prove anything to anybody. You don't need to prove anything to me. The only proof that has to be done is the Yankees winning. And I know that's all you care about too. That's all I care about. And I assure you, like, no part of me will be thinking, Oh, shout out to you, bro. Like, you were correct on this. In terms of, saying the Yankees aren't going to win. Like, that's pathetic to me. Like, congratulations, bro. Like, that's like waking up in the morning saying, I'm going to have a shitty day today. Well, I hope you don't. With that attitude, you probably will. And I don't know we have no impact on this or nothing like that. I don't even subscribe to that to a degree, to be honest. I go back and forth with Chris Rose about this all the time. When I picked up my protein shake this morning, the lady I purchased it from gave a nice big smile, had a great conversation about going down to the shore for the 4th of July, back to my parents' crib. For all I know, she's Aaron Judge's cousin. For all I know, she's going to run into Cam Schlitter today, put him in a good mood. Now that gets into the psychology side of things here. But more so what I say is, there's a way you can handle yourself, and you never know the impact that it could have. At the very least, what is confirmed the impact it'll have is maybe not being so goddamn miserable every single day just because things aren't going great. Because when they are going great, when things do eventually turn around for you, you're not going to look back and be like, oh man, I wish I didn't give up. I wish I didn't just phone it in and act like a loser for a few months and have a miserable summer just because things weren't so great at the time. And then ended up working out. Which, and again, come season's end, if you're right about the Yankees not winning the World Series, you'll say, see, Dan, I told you. I'm happy for you, bro. Congratulations. For real. Congratulations, bro. You're wrong, because you weren't right. The season is not over. Or you're wrong and the Yankees win it all. Now, I'm not a big-time Knicks fan. I'm not equating this team to the Knicks out of respect. But I still remember the calls on Sports Talk Radio then when the Knicks would go through a rough stretch. And I get it. Prior PTSD, seasons prior. Well, what that tells me is, no matter what, until they do win it, this is how you're going to feel. And that's totally fair and within your rights that the Yankees are never going to win. Never going to win in a boom, because that's all we've ever seen. Fair. But in terms of taking what you say and trying to apply it into a logical conversation, actually talking ball, why should I listen to you? Because no matter what, you have the same outcome fixed in your mind, which is the Yankees are never going to win. So when we're actually trying to talk ball here, you just come off like a fool, like a miserable prick, is the way I see it. So with that said, things suck right now. We need better performances. We know that. Guys will get healthy. Guys will return. But in the meantime, we still need a lot of the mainstays to do better. I'm counting on Cam tonight in a hyped up way. And maybe I'm a little extra confident coming on today because we got Cam Schlitter going today. And yeah, we're facing Tarik Skubal, but we beat Tarik Skubal last week. Last week, we lost the series opener against Detroit. We won the next two. This is baseball, and it's beautiful. Speaking of injuries, though, really quick, by the way. So, yes, Max Fried, live BP on Tuesday, today, and Stanton's going to be in the box, which Meredith mentioned that yesterday, and I was like, oh, shit. Tell me that for the first time. I had no idea. Stanton's begun to ramp up his running. He's not, like, sprinting. I mean, even when he's healthy, he doesn't sprint. But he's starting his return back a little bit here. He's starting to hit. He's going to face Fried today. He'll face, I think, Clark Schmidt's doing a live BP tomorrow as well. Stanton will face him. So they're on their way back. That's good news on Stanton. Fried, we knew, was trending towards a return, probably, I would say, to begin the second half, which is only a couple weeks away now. And also Jazz, he's in concussion protocol. Boone said he has not been diagnosed with a concussion. Didn't seem like he ruled it out just yet. But yes, obviously that was after the play collision with Jason yesterday. I mean, yesterday was a total and complete shit show. No offense, sloppy defense. I mean, it was just not good. At the very least, what you'll see tonight against the lefty Skubal, you'll see Rosario at third. You'll see Volpe at short, Caballero at second, because Jazz obviously won't be in there. And then you figure Goldschmidt at first and Rice at DH. Schumann in center, Bellinger in left, Jason in right. And then either Wells or Ali Sanchez behind the plate. Anyways, Jazz concussion protocol. And yeah, that's that on the injury front. But the good news is that Stanton starting to ramp up again. Hopefully we can get him back at some point. Of course, in the second half, but maybe even end of July, maybe? I don't know, like early August, like that. Those days will be here before you know it. I mean, think about it. Opening day was March 25th. It's already June 30th. It'll fly by like that. And that's why I also think about, too, come October, why I'm not going to act like the season is over, because I know, obviously I will, but those same fans are saying season is over. I see them all again in the comments saying, come the ALDS game one, let's fucking go Yankees. And how could you say, let's freaking go Yankees if you are already certain in your opinion that they have no chance? It's because you're not actually certain in your opinion. You just say that so you don't get hurt or whatever it may be, which is, I don't know. I'm not trying to rant here. Again, your opinion is as good as mine, but one that is not as good as mine because it's not an opinion, actually. So ignore what I just said there. It's a fact. The season is not over. It's June 30th. Yanks have lost five in a row. We're a game and a half back in the East. This sucks. Does it mean it's going to suck forever? I don't know. Maybe it will. Maybe it'll turn around. But I also don't know what's going to come. I don't know what's going to happen today. Don't know what's going to happen the rest of the season. Somehow you think you do. And objectively, you're wrong. You have no idea. And that's the beauty of this whole thing. It's beautiful. Cam on the bump tonight. Win. I would love a win tonight, Chad. Yes, I would. I'd be quite thrilled with a victory tonight against the Tigers. And then we take it all tomorrow. We'll see. Take it all as in win the series. But remember, same deal last week. We lost the first game against Detroit in Detroit. And it was like, oh, shit. And we got school again later in the series. Same deal in this series here in the Bronx. Lost game one. Now we got to go up against Tarik Skubal. Well, the Yankees beat Tarik Skubal last night. And we got Cam on the bump. Cam, do your thing. Counting on you big time. And you never know when the Yankees are going to turn it around. It could be tonight. And again, just a week ago, we had, in my opinion, probably the best win of the season, beating Tarik Skubal, putting four runs against him. So let's see what we got tonight. Maybe it won't turn around tonight. Maybe it won't turn around tomorrow. But the odds of everything staying the exact same way on this current trajectory is impossible. That's never how things have gone before, ever in our lives. And you may say, in the Boone era, yes, it has, Dan, for right now. But again, that Mike Francesa clip, I'm going to play it one more time and we'll wrap things up here. The time Yankees get swept early in Boston in the first half. And listen to the way Mike Francesa was talking about that 2009 Yankees team. Mike Francesa, who I love so much, he's the Pope, godfather of sports talk radio. But listen to this clip.
The Red Sox are smarter than the Yankees. The Red Sox do things better than the Yankees. The Red Sox have a better plan from the front office on down than the Yankees. They've done everything right. They've rebuilt their team since 2004, and the Yankees have not. And it was never on display more than last night.
Talking very definitively there, that was 2009, Yankees were going to win the World Series. We have no idea. And that's not an insult to Mike Francesa at all. That's truly how he felt, which word up. But we have no idea. And I got a hell of a lot more logic to apply about why I think this team has a chance other than just, we don't know. But at the very least, what I can tell you is the season is not done. Simple as that. By the way, I love you guys so much. Click like on the stream if you have not already. We do have some news here. The Yankees have sent down Yerry De Los Santos, which you figure would happen. But with that corresponding move, Yovani Cruz is up. So Yerry De Los Santos down, Yovani Cruz is up. And we're up there. Welcome back, Yovani. Cool. All right, yo. That'll do it for this episode. Appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back again with the watch party tonight, starting up probably around 6:45 for game two. Going to lock in tonight. Again, I didn't like the way I handled myself on the watch party yesterday. It was very much just bugging out and shit, and it was a little too casual. We're going to lock in tonight, even if they go down early. That's what we do. And we'll be back tomorrow morning with the another Morning Yankee Show episode, probably live at 8 or 9. Probably 8 tomorrow because we have a day game, and we'll be live for that too. Anyways, click like on the stream if you haven't already. Reminder, we are on podcast. We're live every single day, Monday through Friday. This week's a little bit weird because, you know, Friday through Sunday will be on a little live stream hiatus. So Thursday morning, we'll have the Morning Yankee Show. We're off, as the Yankees are off on Thursday. So after Thursday morning's Morning Yankee Show, our next live stream will be Monday morning. But yeah, Skubal versus Schlitter tonight. Series finale tomorrow. Let's see what we got. Off day Thursday. Twins in town on Friday for a weekend set. And then, anyways, I'll see you guys later tonight for the watch party. Until then, have a great rest of your day, and let's go Yanks.